Were you ever in a situation where you wished a miracle happened in your life? May have been a negative situation, someone close to you that was ill or suffering in some way, a setback, another challenge, and you hoped, you prayed, you really wished and waited for a miracle to happen. All of us, at some point, have that feeling. But the question is there such a thing as a miracle? The skeptics and the cynics may say, it's a nice fantasy. People wishful thinking, people desperate, looking for something. Leonard Cohen's waiting for a miracle half his life. But at the same time, most people do believe in miracles. So what is it about a miracle? And perhaps even more important, what is a miracle? And can we create miracles in our lives? That's what we're going to be speaking about. So please join me in this important conversation, which affects us all, how to create miracles in your life. Hi, this is Simon Jacobson. We'll be speaking about how to create miracles in your life. This program is dedicated by Shoshana Grosbard in memory of Chaim Yeshua ben Esther Zal. May his memory be blessed. Miracles, big word. What exactly is a miracle? Many people think a miracle would be a supernatural event. You're sitting in the middle of the day and then suddenly the sun disappears. Or the sea parts. And these are the usual miracles that we think of from nursery school, from childhood, the biblical stories. But it's a far more complex and deeper concept than just some type of suspension of nature. Were you ever in a situation where you wished, you prayed, you hoped for a miracle? May have been a negative situation, someone gravely ill, someone suffering, a setback, another challenge. A situation that whatever was tried wasn't working. I don't want to say the word desperation, maybe not. And you hope for the miracle. Well, doctors will say you need a miracle. So some dismiss that as being, okay, you know, person is desperate, no other choice, last resort, why not? But there are people, and many people, I don't know the exact statistics, but they say most people, most Americans, most people in the Western world, I'm sure also in the world of the East, believe in miracles. But what exactly is a miracle? And is it something that we can control, something we can initiate? Can we create miracles in our lives? But before we answer that, we need to understand and dissect the anatomy of a miracle. And you may be surprised about some of the things that we're going to be sharing here. As I said, most people think of a miracle in the literal sense of a word, of an actual suspension of nature. You'll go back to biblical times, the miracle of the flood, the miracle of the parting of the sea that has become popular in the Ten Commandments in the film, Cecil B. DeMille's classic. And other such events that are clearly a hand of God. The miracles in Egypt, the plagues, and so on. However, a miracle is much more than that. A miracle is not just a suspension of nature. If you believe in God, obviously, God that created the laws of nature has the power to suspend these laws as he sees fit. But there's an interesting expression from Rabbeinu Nissim, a great sage, middle age, from the Middle Ages, who says that God does not create miracles for no reason. There's a reason he created an order, and he sticks to the order. And even when there's a biblical miracle, it's not a complete, entire suspension of existence. Take the parting of the sea. The Bible tells us that God sent a wind. The wind caused the water to rise and stand like a wall. If God wanted them to walk on water, he could have just had them walk on water. We could have just created a space for them to walk through. Or so many other situations. But he did do it in a way using some of the tools of nature. However, enough to create what is called a miracle. But the fact of the matter is, a miracle is much more deeper than that. When you say, for example, the miracle of life, is life a miracle? Birth, the miracle of birth. So let me share this with you. I was once giving a class, it was a number of years ago, many years ago. So as you may know, this Wednesday night program, which now is not just Wednesday night, I do it live Wednesday night, but it's not recorded and therefore can be listened to any time. So whenever you're listening to this, it may not be Wednesday night, but just want you to know that's when I first taught it, gave the class on Wednesday night. Goes back long before the internet and long before technology. I was giving a class, it was from Brooklyn in my home. Then later we moved to the city, New York City. It's a class that's going since 1981, 1982. So we're talking about over 42 years ago, something like that. So I remember at the end of the class, we used to hang around. It was like informal. We were having a conversation. I think I was speaking about maybe miracles throughout the class. And people were comparing notes about their lives, what they do. This one was a computer engineer. This one was an accountant. This one was in the finance world, a lawyer, an attorney. I mean, different types of things. And then one individual pops up and says, he's an obstetrician. And he works in, his main work is bringing children into this world. And as he's sharing, he says, my work is so gratifying because I see almost on a daily basis the birth of a new child. And I see a living miracle, the birth of a new life. And the way he shared it was the following. He said that often he was working in the New York Hospital, which is on the east side of Manhattan, like near the Riverside Drive. River Drive, the FDR, which is called today. And he says sometimes it's on the eighth floor. Sometimes in giving birth, it's a very busy day. You hear the traffic down below. Sometimes it's the middle of the night. And whenever a new child is being born, I envision, this is the way he described it, I envision the contrast. You know, here we are in a very quiet room, the mother, an attending nurse, maybe another person, and the greatest miracle of all is taking place. And down below, you can hear the traffic, the rush hour. Where are people rushing to? You hear the horns honking, the brakes screeching. You can feel the tensions. Where are people rushing to? Some are rushing to get home. Some are rushing to go to dinner. Some are rushing just to rush. Nobody's rushing. There's no bumper-to-bumper traffic here in this room where the greatest miracle is happening. And it brings me to tears, the contrast of how a world continues to go through its motions and neglects and forgets to smell the roses of the birth of each one of us. Every birth is a miracle. Someone asked him, are you a man of faith? He says, not particularly, but this I cannot deny. And that's why it makes my work so gratifying. That's why I feel it gives me meaning and purpose. I'm part of the miracle of life, the miracle of birth. So I mentioned, and this is what I want to share. I said, you know, very fascinating. The Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, the great mystic, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, lived in the 17th, 18th century. So he explains the difference between a miracle and a natural event is he said only one thing, frequency. Frequency. If the sun were to rise once in our lifetimes, We'd all come running out with our families, with cameras, with camera crews. Wow, look at this ball in the horizon. You know, look at a solar eclipse. Look at the whole frenzy around that. Because it's happening once, it's a unique thing. But since the sun rises every morning, we get used to it. Oh, that's routine. That's a natural event, nothing special. And we look for another rush of excitement, another high. So it's not whether it's a miracle or not. Is the question is our attitude. So in other words, the truth is that nature is just a bunch of miracles happening in progression so often that we forget and to realize that it's a miracle. Since so many children are born healthy, thank God, doesn't seem like a big thing. But when you witness it, you experience it, and you think about it, the odds, the life, it all began with what? One cell. And even that's the miracle. The conception of one cell, a seed, fertilizing an egg, and then it begins to develop month after month, trimester after trimester, and then a child is born. And here we are, you and I, with all our complexities and all our issues and all our therapies and all our traumas, all began literally a miracle. However, because it happens often, we take it for granted. That's life. We become apathetic. You know, does anyone ever think about the miracle of very existence? You're breathing. So an average healthy person breathes approximately between 12 and 18 inhaling and exhaling a minute. You can try it out. You even think about it. And inhaling is a whole process. Exhaling breath, breathing is a process. Inhaling and then exhaling. And it's all necessary. If you don't, if something's missing, if one little drop, it's an assembly line that's as complex as any assembly line, probably one of the most complex. But then you go to, God forbid, a hospital and you see someone struggling to breathe and they're on a respirator or a ventilator. You suddenly realize, wow, the miracle of breath. Because you see someone struggling, and you suddenly appreciate it. So the true miracle is not necessarily something that's earth-shattering. Yes, there are miracles like that that are exclusive, that happen once in a lifetime, once in history. So definitely is going to get our attention. But that's because our attention is fickle. That's because we're not focusing, we're not concentrating. But miracles are happening right now in your life in every possible way. So it's not just birth, it's also every morning you awake, every moment that you breathe. All these are miracles. They're just a repetitive miracle that repeats itself so consistently that we don't even notice. I remember that night after we finished that conversation, I decided to drive back through the FDR back home. Just to feel the experience. Yes, and I saw what he felt, what he meant. That we live in a world where we can get so distracted by the here and now, by the struggle for survival, that we can forget the miracles in our lives. So when we ask the question, how to create miracles in your life, we ask that question, the answer has to be, yes, you absolutely create miracles in life. First of all, there are miracles happening as we speak. So it's more than creating, it's just becoming aware of it. And then when you are aware, you can actually create more miracles. So let's talk about that. So the way the mystics explain the process of existence is very similar to how the physicists explain it. And that is matter and energy. The world as we see it, basically with our sensory tools, sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell, we see the outer matter, the outer surface. We don't see the forces that are shaping that. But today we know that everything on the outer surface is exactly that, like the tip of an iceberg. The tip of an iceberg is just a tip. But if you follow it, it's a whole iceberg. It's a whole mountain. And most of it is unseen to the naked eye unless you go underwater. That's a physical iceberg. When you talk about it in the context of physics, so all matter, whether it's water or fire or any other thing that exists, is made up of elements. Elements are made up of molecules, which in turn are comprised of atoms, an atomic structure, which in turn is comprised of subatomic subatomic particles, and sub, and you can continue down the rabbit hole, we don't know how far. All that is invisible to us, but today we know that's what shapes existence. And the same in the human body. We have limbs and organs, but behind that, there's a cellular structure. There are genes, there's a DNA. There are things that are so microscopic that we cannot see them. And that's where it all begins. It's not that it begins from the outside in, it begins from the inside out. So when you see someone cry, we all understand the tear coming out of the eye, the tears coming out of the eyes is only an outer expression of an emotion that cannot be seen. It's not the other way around, that first you cry and then you feel sad. Same thing with a smile on your face. So the way the mystics put it is that all of existence is really an outer layer, a surface layer that conceals tremendous potent energy that's pulsating, constantly pulsating. So when you live on the surface level, you can just go through the routines. We call that nature. The routines of nature, the laws of nature. But as soon as you recognize the forces beneath it, no, there's no such thing as routine. Everything is being shaped by deeper forces. If you access those forces, you're essentially accessing the miracle of existence. To the point that you can actually even, just like you can rewire, you can go into the engine room and do some rewiring. If you can go into that level, you can create a miracle. Look what physicists have done, scientists have done with subatomic energy, with nuclear energy, with atomic energy. All of technology today is in some way accessing those deeper forces. The fact that I could speak to you right now, even though space and time would have separated us, here, instantaneously, I can speak and you hear me and see me. And the same with all the technologies of communications, whether it's streaming, and everything is tapping into those energies. And when you do, you see it also an inner unity that connects it all. That it's not a fragmented universe or a disjointed one. It's all connected in that sense. So if I say something right now to you and inspires you, to do a good deed, to say a kind word. Is that not some form of a miracle? And I take that actually, I use that story in Toward a Meaningful Life, in my book Toward a Meaningful Life, in the chapter on miracles. There was a group of college students who came to visit my great mentor, my Rebbe, the Rebbe as he's known. And they asked him, people say you can perform miracles. Can you perform miracles? And the Rebbe responded in his usual humble way. Says, what people say, I can't vouch for what others say about me. But I will tell you this, that a miracle is essentially entering into that inner domain, that engine room, and looking at the energies. And when you shift those energies, it changes the outer expression of them as well. And then the Rebbe told him, so if I inspire you this evening to go away from here doing an extra good deed, and then he edited it later and said, we will have performed a miracle. So when you think of it that way, miracles abound everywhere. They're right here, right there, for the taking, essentially. But this isn't just about appreciation and gratitude, which is also critical to appreciate the miracle of life. But it's also accessing it and learning that you can create a miracle, but you have to change your attitude. If you look at things just in a normal sense, then you are becoming part of that routine, so to speak. But if you're able to generate something fresh and something new, then by extension, you'll also be drawing out new energy that's lying right there and in turn creating a type of miracle. So the first thing we need to know is no matter what situation you're in, yes, you can create a miracle. But you have to think of it not in a juvenile and childish way, sitting around, okay, I'm waiting for a miracle to happen. You have to realize the miracles are there, right there before you. The classic story where this man of faith was in a situation, a dire situation. His town was drowning. It was a terrible flood and everybody was evacuating. But he said, I'm a man of faith. God will save me. It's a classic. And people said, no, you better, this is the last car out of here. Let's move. No, Anyway, the water began to rise. The whole town was evacuated. He was the only one left. Goes up to the second floor, the third floor as the water rises. They finally send a helicopter for him, just to save anyone who was left there. No, I'm not going. I'm waiting for God to save me. So you could imagine, at the end of the day, he unfortunately drowns. He comes up to heaven, all angry, says to God, I was the only man of faith, the only one that relied totally on you. I did not escape. I didn't. Where were you? So God said, I sent you cars. I sent people to try to save you. Then I finally sent a helicopter. In other words, the miracles are happening. Faith is not that type of passive attitude. I'm waiting for a miracle, something to happen to me. What are you doing about it? You need to access it. You need to appreciate it. You need to know that within you, within life itself, is pulsating energy and divine energy at that. So when you act in a divine way, you're accessing that energy. When you act in a way of either helplessness or just plain apathetic, or I don't know what to do, or being trapped in the routines of your own the so-called laws of nature, as I said before, something that's just going on, is just, you know, life is regular, you're not going to access that energy. You need to feel the freshness, the newness. You have to feel that perpetual energy that's pulsating that you can access. So it's your attitude that's so critical here, because there's a miracle right there waiting. Imagine you have tremendous energy, but you're not accessing because you're asleep or because you're in a state of, as I said, helplessness or hopelessness or a state of business as usual. You know, the world is going now through a tremendous wake-up call, shaken up, especially I speak as a Jew, events in Israel. But in general, the whole world, you see, there's a certain tension. Everyone's on edge. Maybe began with COVID. Now, a wake-up call essentially can be very uncomfortable. But what it's doing is it's forcing us to access deeper forces at work, deeper energies at work, because it's not allowing us just to accept the reverie and lull us into, okay, you know what, there's always tomorrow. It creates a sense of urgency. So when we act on that urgency, what we're doing is we're drawing out that energy within and allowing it to manifest in our lives. And you and I can do that anytime. So what does that mean practically? Whatever situation you're in, be an initiator. Don't wait for a miracle. Don't wait for something to happen. Initiate. What does initiate mean? The three things I always talk about: cognitive, emotional, and behavioral conditioning. Get your mind, study something, read something stimulating for your soul, listen to a song, a poem, a prayer, emotional, and do something, a behavior. I remember when my father, may God bless him in heaven, may his soul be blessed. He's passed away over 18 years ago. So my father had a mini stroke. This was in the 80s. And he was in the hospital for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that year. So it wasn't very pleasant, obviously. I remember I went by my Rebbe, the Rebbe, and he summoned me, gave me a piece of sweet honey cake, which is what's given before Yom Kippur for a sweet year. It's called Lekach. And he said, give this to your father and tell him they should have a sweet and healthy year, and tell him that when he'll finish the job for which he was sent to the hospital, he'll be released. So I remember I went to NYU in Manhattan, brought the cake and told my father. Think of the attitude. Now, my father did what he had to do, and finally it was released. Think of the attitude. Don't just be a patient in a hospital waiting to be healed. Create a miracle. Do something. You're there for a reason. Speak to a doctor. Speak to a nurse. Maybe you'll inspire another patient. When you do that, besides the fact that it's also lift boosts the morale and doesn't allow us to get demoralized and depressed due to the situation, of being like a victim, but it also, when you initiate, you generate, you trigger things. When you just stay in the stable, you stay in a stagnant place, nothing happens. You want things to happen, you have to make it happen. Action, reaction. And my father indeed did do that. Think of the lesson in life. that when you'll fulfill the mission for which you were sent there. But he was sent there, most people are in a hospital, not because they go on a mission, they go because they had no choice, because of health reasons. But no, there's a deeper force always at work. And everything in life, even the negative things, look at it as an opportunity and access that opportunity, then you'll be released. Basically, unleash the miracle and the miracle manifests in your life. But it all comes down and begins with our attitude. We need to behave like my same father told me many times. There are three types of people. People who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who ask what happened. We need to make things happen. This, my friends, is the key lesson of how to create miracles in your life. Initiate. You may not always know exactly how it's going to unfold, how it's going to get resolved. But one thing for sure, do not stagnate. Do not let yourself get paralyzed and frozen in place. Do some move. Some move, some shift. That generates things. It's like anything, when you see something is very frozen, you start shaking it up, you start doing anything to just get it moving. Same thing here. And then things begin to respond. And never give up. One thing doesn't work, you try something else. That's how we create miracles. What we're really doing is that's how we unleash and reveal and access the miracles that are already there, and perhaps some new ones as well. This is a lesson both on a personal level and on a collective level. It's a tremendous lesson in life. It also teaches us that we can't control circumstances, but we can control how we navigate them. And we can control ultimately the destiny of our own futures in that sense. Can we write a script? No, it's not a crystal ball. We can hope for many things. But with addition to the hope, we need to act on all possible levels, in the mind, in your heart, and in your behavior. And when you do that, miracles manifest. For more on this, I would check out the chapter Miracles and Toward a Meaningful Life, as well as other materials that we have. And I thank you for listening. This has been Simon Jacobson. MeaningfulLife.com is our website, where you can find this and many other programs for the benefits of people of all backgrounds on all topics. Please, if this was relevant to you, please share with others. Please subscribe to our robust and growing YouTube channel, as well as our weekly emails. And please send your feedback, your thoughts, your comments, your suggestions. Thank you so much. Be blessed and may miracles manifest in your life in the most powerful and beautiful way. And make sure to inspire others in the same. Thank you and be well.
This program is brought to you by the Meaningful Life Center. Please help us continue our programs. Make even a small contribution at meaningfullife.com/donate.